hymn number 164. That's Hear the Call, and I think we all have the red hymn books here. So it's hymn number 164, and then Brother Mark Allard of San Luis Obispo will open the convention and also the first discourse with a word of prayer afterwards.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. Father, we come before thee with bowed knee and bowed heart in appreciation for this great plan that you have, for the love of your Son, for your love that has redeemed us from this awful fate that befalls us. We thank you, Father, for lifting us back up, and not only lifting us, but showing us this great plan that you have, giving us the opportunity of walking in your Son's footsteps. We thank you, Father, that we've been able to gather here this day. We feel your presence here already. We pray that all the things said here would be in accordance with thy will. Our desire is to always please thee and do what is right and good in thy sight. We pray for your kingdom, Father. We thank you for all the speakers that have prepared lessons for us, and we look forward to hearing those words. And all these things we do ask and pray in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
Thank you.
Brethren, the San Diego Bible students welcome you to our Thanksgiving weekend convention. We know it takes an effort to be here, and your sacrifice in doing so is much appreciated. We would like to open this convention with some words from the Apostle John. It's in 2 John 1:12, where we read, "Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full." The Apostle John was faced with at least a couple of options regarding being with the brethren. In his day, not not the same as we have today, but in his day, he could write a letter, or he could forego the letter and see them in person, face to face. And he opted to see them in person. This is similar to a statement that he had made, as recorded just a little bit after in 3 John chapter 1, verse 13, very similar. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. In this day and age, we have many options for getting together. We can write a letter or card, we can send an email, we can Skype or FaceTime. I don't know anything about FaceTime, but I have heard of it. Call on the phone from anywhere we happen to be. Listen to a discourse online, or we can come together in person. And there's advantages and benefits to each of those. So they're all good options for fellowshipping with those of like faith. In the apostles' time, there were far fewer options, but there was a choice to make: writing a letter or seeing the brethren in person. The apostle declared that, if possible, being together in person is best, that our joy may be full. When we have the option of personally associating with brethren or being in touch from a distance, the apostle seems to advise that in person is best. We have many choices already mentioned, in addition to listening to conventions that are being broadcast on the internet like this one. When possible, even when a substantial effort is required, being with the brethren in person is usually the best choice. Sometimes it does not work and it can't be done, but when possible, even with a concerted effort, I believe it to be the best choice. There are simply so many added benefits to personal fellowship that are simply not available by any other means of communication. Your brethren in San Diego hope that they can provide a forum for your joy to be full. On the convention program, there are 8 discourses, all of them 1 hour in length, a testimony meeting, and a panel discussion, in addition to 4 meals served, all in a pleasant environment conducive to the setting aside time for fellowshipping as well. We hope that you are proactive with our convention. Listen to the services carefully, see what insights you can gain into the Lord, His plan, and also your character. See what lessons might help you grow and apply those lessons in your daily life. All of this is to help each of us become more Christ-like, better enabled to make our calling and election sure, and closer to completing the body of Christ. So we are very thankful, very grateful for the ministry of our invited speakers. We are grateful for their sacrifices that have made their ministries possible. And we are most grateful for the Lord, His divine plan, and the unmerited favor He has shown us in the heavenly calling. So we can now get started on our convention. And as you might see from the program, if you happen to have it, our first speaker is Brother Harry Wildblood, and his opening hymn is 13. And I was asked to read the name of the hymn to make sure we're all on the same page, or at least the same hymn, Self-Examination, hymn number 13. And then we'll introduce Brother Harry, having had the prayer set for the convention and for his service already by Brother Albert. M13.
Thank you.
Brother Harry's topic is, Yet Now There Is Hope in Israel.
Brother Harry.